Joining us this morning is Kay Kerr, one of our sponsors, and she is the owner of Caboolture Physical Therapy Centre and a physiotherapist with over 40 years of passionate dedication to healing. From sports teams to complex neurological cases, Kay's holistic approach has transformed countless lives. Welcome into the studio, Kay.
Hello, Rosemary.
Now, Kay, you're a physiotherapist. What does a physiotherapist do?
Oh, so many things, Rosemary. Physiotherapists work in such a vast range of different settings like hospitals, workplaces, nursing homes, private practices, and sports clubs, just to name a few. And they all have different roles based on the needs of their patients. In essence, though, all physiotherapists have the same goal, and that is to help their patients restore or improve their physical function, reduce their pain, and enhance their overall quality of life.
Now, that's a lot to achieve, Kay. How do you start?
Oh, well, we always start by listening to our patients and then looking at the evidence from things like x-rays or MRIs or doctor's reports. Then there's usually a comprehensive evaluation of things like the patient's movement, their posture, their physical function, or followed by special tests that might indicate specific problems. Physio is really a problem-solving job, you know. I think of us more like body engineers, but we have the most complex machine to work with, the human body. And that requires holistic processing from lots of angles to identify the root cause of the patient's problem. For example, a patient might come in to see me with leg pain, but after assessment, I link other symptoms like the numb foot that they told me about, or I find they've got limited leg raising, or maybe even a recent onset of bladder symptoms, and then I'm diagnosing a back problem. The cause of pain is sometimes obvious, but not always, and it often takes a lot of working out.
Kay, incredible information that you're giving us there. Could you stay with me, please? We'll just go to a short break and be right back.
Thank you.
I'm delighted to say that we have Kay Kerr back with us. We're going to talk a little bit more about physiotherapy and how it can make someone better.
Yes, Rosemary. Well, depending on what area a physiotherapist works in, it's different for everyone. But in private practice, many of the patients have musculoskeletal injuries, and therapists are most likely to give out lots of education on a condition and use a whole range of different manual therapy techniques like mobilisation or massage, and perhaps use modalities depending on their education and their training themselves, but things like dry needling and electrotherapy, and prescribe therapeutic exercise programs. Basically, whatever is the evidence-based best practice for that condition that delivers a really good outcome for the patient.
Kay, you've been doing this a very long time. You must really love it.
I do love it, Rosemary. I love a good complex problem to sort out, and I love what physio has to offer in terms of improving quality of life. I also love that I never stop learning, and particularly learning about people, but also about the greatest machine on earth, the human body.
We've been chatting with Kay Kerr from Caboolture Physical Therapy Centre. Thank you for joining us and keeping our community connected and informed. And we should probably add repair as well. You can listen again on podcast on 1015fm.com.au. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Rosemary.